We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flame.
Welcome back. It's The Drive on KFH. Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in today. Max picking the music. Staying out of the 70s. Which is a good way to extend an olive branch to me after our little music tiff earlier in the week.
Whoa, and this, of course, whoa! I missed a tiff between you guys.
Oh yeah, we had a big tiff.
How big? Like, was it just a tiff, or did you get to Tiffany? Like, how
it was Tiffany?
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he didn't play my music on Friday.
Oh,
last
I noticed
Friday.
That when I was with Bob.
And he just, I get downgraded to a secondary music guy when we've had a theme going the entire week, and then it just goes back to Bob on Friday, and I didn't really appreciate that.
Well, that's what happens when someone else is in the captain's chair.
I guess so.
I mean, it's really not their fault. They're running the show.
Yeah, well.
Like, you're running the show today. You can play the music you want.
Yeah, but I played his derby music when we had that theme going on. I'm not going to just change what we've been doing that's been working.
So obviously he's more captain than you are? Is that what you're saying?
It appears to be, yes.
Oh, what? Rack that. He just admitted that. That's a teaser if I've ever heard one.
Crazy. That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins. Let's go to the Drive Hotline, 869-1240, if you'd like to join us. This guy goes to the front of the line, Steve McIntosh from KNSS. Mac, how's everything doing? 50 years in radio today. That's got to be a surreal experience.
Well, I heard you two childish people discussing your music there. Good Lord, can't you just get along?
I know. Isn't it crazy? I come in here and Max and Jeff argue the whole time that I come in. It's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
That's what we do. Max Mac and Max. I'm going to get confused here, I think. What were you doing July 15th, 1970, as you broke into radio as a professional for the first time?
Walked into radio station KWBB, 1410 on your dial. They were at the AM, and that was at about 27th and Salina, north part of the town.
Wow.
And I walked in there, and I was going to be the mid-morning news anchor, which meant I would be on the air from about 8 to noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I had some other duties to do. But I started out in radio and had no experience whatever, and I got the job somehow and started doing newscasts. Basically, I watched for most of that first day, and for the second day, the news director, Chuck Schechter, said, okay, you think you got it now? I said, well, I'd like to see you do it one more time, doing these newscasts. He said, well, that's too bad, because I'm going to have to go to the restroom now, and you're taking over. This was about 20 seconds before airtime.
Nice.
I jumped in the chair, turned on the mic. I knew where the microphone was, turned it on, and just started reading, and there you go.
Knowing where the microphone was is you're ahead of Jason Duda. We had to show him two or three times when he first started with us.
I lost it today, and I've been in here for 3 years now. But it happens, right?
Usually the little button on the left.
There's a button? No one's ever told me about a button. Can I turn my mic off with this?
It's crazy, right? It's
thanks, guys.
Incredible.
That's
technology.
Awesome. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mac, I got to ask you: was radio something you were looking to get into, or were you just like looking for a job? Like, how did all this come about? Because, in all honesty, you have such a great voice for radio that it wouldn't surprise me if that was something you were looking into.
When I was a kid, I listened to radio, mostly sports play-by-play. I was a My idols were Rick Weaver on your receiver on KFH, who was a tremendous announcer who went and did Miami Dolphins for years after that, and Monty Moore in Kansas City doing the A's and then the Oakland A's. And so I listened to these guys, and I thought, oh, that'd be fun to be a sports announcer and do play-by-play, and that's what I wanted to do. However, I never did get into it. If I had, everybody, you know, I'd probably be in New York by now. But anyway, I took a course called the Columbia School of Broadcasting, a correspondence course, and that's what I used to get my foot. They did some excellent training, and that's what I used to get my foot in the door. And I got into news, and I stayed in news and personality. I didn't get to do sports anymore. So there you go.
Steve McIntosh, our guest from KNSS, celebrating 50 years in radio today, which is just an incredible achievement. Let's talk about that voice. Is that something you, it is. It's, you're just a natural with the voice on the radio. It's smooth. You don't hiccup. There are no extemporaneous thoughts with you. It just all comes out naturally and easily. How did that take you a while to refine, or were you just a natural from day one?
No, you have to learn a lot of it. I mean, my wife was several years ago, somebody was talking to her about me on the radio. She said, who does he think he is? He's just, thinks he has to be perfect all the time. So, well, yeah, that's kind of the idea, you know. It's kind of the point. And the Columbia School of Broadcasting actually taught me a certain things about how to, you know, when you're from the Midwest, you usually speak through your nose. They had to teach me how to talk through my diaphragm like an actor, how to project my voice, how to enunciate, and things like that. So, you know, it doesn't come. I was a natural in some sense, but in others, the training has to be there. You know, like stage actors, they have to be able to speak and before microphones. They had projected the back row. How did they do that in a voice? Well, there are certain things you could do and practice and learn how to read. There's another thing, reading copy for broadcasting. You can't read what you can't say what you're reading. You have to your eyes. If you're trained properly, your eyes are about. Here's a tip for you. Your eyes are about four words ahead of your voice, and you learn how to do that so that in a split second in your mind you can make a correction. But that's just a couple of things I've learned over the years.
You're not bad.
The voice is concerned. It's the voice is what God gave you, and you do what you can with it.
Well, you've made this really confusing for myself. Four words ahead, speak, project, talk from my diaphragm. I'm going to have to go back to school, I think, in order to get this figured out. You still got some contacts? You can make a call for me?
For a nominal fee, I'll come in and train you and give you some firsthand. It's a nominal. It's going to be about 10 or 12 grand a week.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good. I mean, I only got to do the show, 1,000 times? And then I'll have you paid off. Do you mind if we pay in installments? Because we're going to have to work it out.
Fine.
I'll give you half my check, so I'll give you $7 a week.
Well, listen, and this morning we did the show, and Bob Lutz called me this morning, and I thought, man, he's up awful early. So where is he today? Does he take the afternoons off then?
Typically.
Usually from 4 to 6.
He's like, I was already on the radio for 3 minutes today. They've had enough of me. I think that's exactly how it went down.
All right.
So who did call you today? I know you had the show with Ted, as you always do, but it was a special one today, and you heard from a lot of people. Any surprises?
Yeah, a lot of surprises. One of my managers, former manager Barry Gaston at KFH, called. Hurdle called. Bruce Hurdle called. And that was, of course, as always, a big treat. who else? I don't know. Just some people. The guy who gave me my first job in radio called from Dallas.
Wow.
Chuck Schechter. And, and Dan Dillon from the district attorney's office. It was just a lot of people. Good to hear from so many. My daughter called, and my granddaughter, Jocelyn, called. She's 13, she wanted to say.
Very good.
Very nice. Those are the important ones, those last two.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chuck called you. You said to give you your first job. How old is Chuck?
Oh, he's about a couple years older than me. He's retired for several years.
So you guys are pretty young, obviously, when you got started.
Mac's only 56. I mean, it's not, I mean, like I said, he's a natural from day one.
Jeff was trying to do the math. He's like, well, I think he's 48 years old. And I said, well, Jeff, he's been in radio for 50 years, so how'd he pull that off?
No, I started when I was 3.
exactly.
No, I'm 70. I turned 70 in December, and my wife and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary in June, so we're getting all this 50-50 stuff going on. And we're going to have a big party or something, but you know, the stupid pandemic came around.
Terrible.
Can't do that.
Hits you on your 50th year.
I have no idea how to turn on a computer, so yeah, I'm back.
I'm with you, buddy. I am absolutely right beside you with the computer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if it doesn't turn on, I just shut it and try the next day.
Well, that's it. If I have something going wrong and there's no geeks around there to help me at the station, I turn it off and turn it back on again.
Yep,
that works. We're talking with Steve McIntosh, legendary voice from KNSS and in Wichita radio for the last 50 years. So what makes the show and your partnership with TED work? You've won the Marconi. You have great chemistry on the air. Why does that work so well? And in kind of a second part of that question, who are some other partners that you've had in radio over the last 50 years, and what was special about some of them?
You know, you think about it. Ted and I have done that morning show together for 22 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is completely unprecedented in radio anywhere. And the reason is because Ted just lets me do whatever I want to do, and he just there's a good chemistry there. I think that we're both professionals. We respect each other. You got to have that respect. The respect for your coworkers, respect for yourselves. We're both hometown guys. We grew up in the same town. I mean, it's very unusual to have a couple of hometown guys do 22 years together.
Yes.
And it's just that he's a good guy. He's good to work with. He has a great family, and he's a super guy. I have worked with in KFH. I worked with Hooter Myers. I worked with who else? A guy named Mike Miller was on several stations with me. I worked with the late Don Hall on the radio. Back in the 70s. So, of course, we had Kennedy on KNSS with us for several years, Mike Kennedy, and just had some really great co-workers and co-hosts as well.
So, well, with 50 years in the business, what are some of the highlights that you kind of will never forget, whether you're reading the news and something broke, or it's just something that happened on the show with you and Ted, or with somebody else? What are a couple of the highlights that'll be etched in your head for the rest of your days?
One of the most interesting things, I think, I'm asked that question, is that in 1976, I went down to downtown Wichita when a sniper was shooting from the top of the Holiday Inn and shooting people, and I covered that story on the ground as the shots were still being fired. And that was a huge story. We were on radio stations around the world with our reports on that. Won an award from the Associated Press. That's one. Covering the plane crash, I had been in the business about 2 months when Wichita State University plane crashed.
Yeah.
And I went out to the university that afternoon and to get an interview with somebody, anybody, and interviewed the wife of one of the guys on the plane. She did not know that her husband was dead at that time, but his name was Mal Kimmel, I believe, and he had died. So that was one of the big stories we covered. I've been to three riots. So I got to learn what tear gas tastes like. And, that's just, I interviewed Linda Blair from The Exorcist, and by the way, her head turned all the way around. And,
just like in the movies.
Just like in the movies. But, people have interviewed Howard Cosell, Charlie Osgood, stop me if you've heard any of any Evel Knievel.
That's a good one.
You run into. Yeah.
No doubt.
Interesting people.
Yeah. Final moments with Steve McIntosh. Just wanted to, ask you. I've covered a lot of baseball games in my day, and it's kind of a common refrain among people who see a lot of baseball that, you'll see something that you haven't seen almost every day in every game. Do you feel that way about the news business too? Here comes something, the novel coronavirus that no one could have predicted. I imagine a lot of your career has been like that, just adjusting and reporting on things that you probably couldn't have even imagined happening.
And it's a good point. And one of the things that I practiced from day one is get everything you can prepared. If you've got an hourly newscast, two newscasts, give it everything you can to get prepared as quick as you can, and then wait for the last-minute eruption of something is going to happen.
Sure.
And with this pandemic, oh, my gosh, we've had to cover it, but what a wreck. I mean, this has just been awful. Things like that are tough. The other day, you come in, and I'm ready to do the morning show, and everything seems to be in good shape, and all of a sudden I find out that one of our people hadn't showed up for work, and that was the morning that Don Hall got killed in the car wreck. You know, and so some, you know, it's always something coming up, and sometimes it's tough to respond, but that's the nature of what we're doing. You got to respond.
Mac, appreciate your time. Thanks for bringing up Dancing Don Hall. Always great to remember him. Tragically passed away earlier this year. So definitely want to keep his memory alive, and I'm glad that you mentioned working with him back in the 70s. And congratulations on an amazing career that continues. We'll talk to you maybe when you get to 80 years or 60 or 75, because I know you're not stopping.
Yeah. Okay, listen, thank you, and I appreciate all the calls we got this morning, and appreciate the fact that they're being appreciated. That's nice.
Yep, thank absolutely. Thanks, Mac. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
There goes Steve McIntosh, an icon in our industry in Wichita and on radio with Ted, and he's just seen and done about all there is to do in radio.
He's
and
what we call
a good player.
A lifer.
Good player.
In radio. So great to catch up
Has
with
my
him.
Voice kind of like his? Do you think it resonates kind of like Mac's?
I was confused. If you hadn't been sitting next to me, I thought when you asked questions, wait, Mac? No, that's Duda. Okay.
Are you sure about that? Because I don't know. I think we're pretty close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe I need to invest in that 10, 12 grand.
Yeah, get into
was
the
diaphragm.
Was
that a week? Did he
a
say he was going to charge me a week?
10 to 12,000 a week.
Which, oh, okay.
For yeah. all Mac knows, over 50 years in the business, that's a bargain.
Well, probably. I'll have to pay him in Canadian dollars, but he'll be okay.
We'll talk with Randy Griffiths, my friend, the North baseball coach and a journalism teacher there, about this nickname thing. Oh, I can't wait to put him on the spot. I told him I wouldn't, but now I want to. Stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz. This is The Drive on a Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.